The word today is election. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Many arrogant people throughout the course of history have tried to claim that they were a god. We humans will always be creatures incapable of being gods. But the Bible says that we can participate in the divine nature. This is only possible through our Lord Jesus Christ. Here to expand our understanding of this amazing teaching is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Election.
I'm very excited to be going to Africa soon. In less than a week, I will be traveling to that continent and meeting with people who are listeners of The Word Today in several different nations on that continent. I wish that God blesses all of the people in Africa as He hopefully is blessing individuals everywhere in the world that are listening to The Word Today in 65 different languages. God willing, people who see the need for the gospel of Jesus to be in different languages will continue to support The Word Today. In this ministry, we do not have administrative costs. We do not have building costs. We don't have speaker fees. Everything 100% is going toward the mission of getting the Word of God out to people that have never really heard it before. So God bless all of our listeners around the world, and I hope my visit to Africa is very joyful as I see how the Holy Spirit is working in the lives of these people and growing the church. We are going to be discussing for a moment here the elections that take place in various countries. Some of the countries that I'll be seeing will have elections in order to choose a president or a prime minister. This is a very common thing in cultures around the world that leaders are chosen or selected. We call them elections as people cast their votes and the person is chosen. There is a doctrine or a teaching in the Bible that is also called election. It's quite different, however. It's not where a bunch of people get together and make a decision on whom they want as their representative. It's more that God is making the choice. He's choosing people to make it to life eternal. And that sounds really unusual. Here is the most involved passage in the Bible on that topic. It comes from Peter's second letter in the first chapter. In verse 3, he says about Jesus, "His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he's nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." You notice that it used the word election here. That was in verse 10, where it talks about making our election certain or sure. Well, God wasn't elected by anyone. God is independent. He is the creator of this universe. And yet he is able to elect or make decisions or choose whom he will save. There's a lot of mystery behind this, but in this particular section, there's two things that are basic. One, that when you come to Jesus Christ, when the good news of Jesus is brought to you, when you read it for yourself, when you hear it proclaimed to you, the Holy Spirit gives you the opportunity to respond to it. And through his prompting, then you can say, yes, I want to be a follower of Jesus. I do want to receive him as my Lord and Savior. And then learn how to follow him and to love him and to live a life of gratitude for his salvation he's given you. The second thing then is that that means God has chosen you, that you then are going to be able to go to life everlasting, to heaven. You see, not everyone's going to make it to heaven. That's not a popular statement, but it's the fact. It's the truth. Our sin separates us from God. Our sin is a barrier to a good relationship with the Lord. And yet, God has provided his Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered on the cross in order to make payment for our sins, in order to satisfy God's justice so that he would not then condemn us. And that's an extremely loving thing God did. Anybody who responds in faith and says, I want Jesus as my Savior. I need him as my Lord. I'm going to repent of my sin. I'm going to follow Jesus. That person is then chosen for eternal life. That person is given the gift of eternal life. It's interesting that this is called here in a little summary phrase that we are participating in the divine nature. Boy, is that interesting, that we then would be part of God's nature. Now, that's not suggesting that we somehow are moving from a status of a human or a creature to a God status. That's not what that's talking about here. It's not suggesting that you can make it in this life to a state of complete purity or that you can somehow transform yourself. That's not what it means by participating in the divine nature. What it means is that through Jesus' works and merits, through his divine nature, you see, it's not possible for us to become God. But it is possible for Jesus as the Son of God to take on human flesh. And because he did that, he bore our sins, he brings us the forgiveness and mercy of God, and it's that which is the participation in the divine nature. It's the righteousness of Jesus. It's our Savior Christ's holiness. It's his perfection that we are participating in, not by ourselves becoming perfect, but by the perfection of Jesus Christ being put onto us so that God the Father now sees us as forgiven. It's really a beautiful thing, and it's very comforting because you know in your heart of hearts, you know in your mind that you could never make it to perfection. Your sin holds you back. Your imperfection clouds your judgment. Your bodily urges and your corrupted mind lead you into wickedness and sin. As a Christian, we are then supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We are to be new creatures, made over again, living a new life. Born again is the phrase that is used. But even though sin doesn't control us anymore, even though it doesn't rule in our lives, we still cannot achieve perfection. And that's why it's comforting to know that God has chosen us in Jesus, that Christ came to be a Savior to you, that He carried the guilt and the stain of sin that you have, and that He was willing to take that and exchange it for His righteousness, His goodness, His holiness. It's a great deal. God is offering this to you, and there is no way that you can purchase it. There's no way that you can earn it. There's no way that you can trade something of equal value, because we have nothing of equal value to give God. Instead, it's simply a gift to be received by faith. And isn't that fantastic that the Lord has chosen for you to have this? He has sent you the invitation, and maybe today this is the first time you're clearly hearing that invitation. Would you like to be elect, chosen? Would you like to be one that God gives eternal life to, that you can live with Him free from pain and sin and death? Well, if so, then give your heart and your mind to Jesus Christ. Let Him be your Lord and Savior. He's done the work necessary for you to have confidence that you can be sure that you can get to heaven, that you can have the forgiveness of your sins, so that you can be confident that God loves you in Jesus Christ, that He has chosen you, that you are one of the people who are elect to receive eternal life in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.